USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Major League Baseball season is underway. The Dodgers open defense of their World Series title with an 8-5 loss to the Rockies. The defending AL champion Tampa Bay Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. A state is taking action against big tech.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to political views. Senate Bill 12 was sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us. It needs to be an open exchange of ideas.
The bill would apply to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. It would require companies to, among other things, create an appeals process. The bill now moves on to the State House. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Witness testimony continuing Friday in the case against Derek Chauvin. Thursday was an emotional day of testimony.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, "Can I pray with you?"
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Today is Good Friday, which commemorates the execution of Jesus by crucifixion. The death and later resurrection of Jesus Christ are the most important events in Christianity. Today is a day of mourning in the church, and special Good Friday services focus on Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. In the United States, stock markets are closed today, but Postal Service and most retail stores and restaurants remain open. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.